Welcome back to Maryland Morning on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. As you've been hearing on NPR, European leaders have reached a deal to bail out Greece and keep it in the Eurozone, a deal that entails more austerity moves in Greece. Diane Rehm will have more about the financial deal for Greece in the next hour. For many in the Baltimore region, the financial crisis is not a distant headline, but something that affects their own families. George Koronios grew up in Sparta and came to the U.S. when he was 16, 4 decades ago. He's a businessman, a landlord and contractor in Baltimore. He and his wife, Krista, and their 4 teenage sons spent the last several weeks in Greece. And George and his sons returned from Athens over the weekend. He joins us by phone from their home in Ruxton. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning.
So tell us what you observed. How are people in Greece reacting to the crisis?
People in Greece are confused. I observed they were confused where they stand as far as where is the economy going and if they were going to stay in euro or return back to drachma. But most of all, I think most people wanted to be in euro, but at the same time, I think the austerities are very, very hard on them as far as being able to get money out. For the longest time that I was there, which is a week, the last week of my stay, I even had a hard time trying to cash my dollars. They wouldn't accept that. And, of course, at the same time, using credit cards was also difficult to use. So in advance, I would ask, would you take a credit card? And most of them did take credit cards, but they refused to do so because they were unable to know when the banks will open.
Of course, we've been hearing a lot intensely about the last few weeks, but there's been financial problems in Greece for a while. How is it affecting your family?
My family it's very hard on them. I have an elderly aunt, which they live on retirement, and it's really slashed more than half, I think. And in fact, my uncle did ask me, he says, when you go back to America, would you send me 500 euros, you know? And I had another cousin, which is in his late 30s, and he's been out of work for 5 years, and his wife, which is my cousin by marriage, she works part-time, and I think she said she was making 17 euros a day. That was part-time. And now she was trying to get a job with the government, I think was some kind of a telephone company, and they were going to give her 20 euros a day full-time. And that's really very low for to try to survive on that. It's nothing. Compared to how they were getting their money, which is 8 years since 08. Before 08, everyone had a pretty good life in Greece.
So there's been a big change.
Yes.
I really appreciate you talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
George Koronios, a Baltimore businessman, is just back from 3 weeks traveling and visiting family in Greece. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. International Orthodox Christian Charities is the humanitarian aid agency of the Assembly of Orthodox Bishops in the United States. It's headquartered in Towson. Since 2012, IOCC has been sending help to Greeks hurt by the financial crisis, working with the Social Service Agency of the Church of Greece. Late Friday, I spoke with IOCC's CEO and Executive Director, Constantine Triantafylou, and asked him who in Greece they're trying to help.
The most vulnerable, social cases. Large families without an income. That target group is growing by the day, so it's getting harder to select, but we have a good process that helps identify those people most in need.
How has the closing of Greek banks in recent weeks changed the situation?
Putting more pressure. There's less cash, you know, as far as to take care of the daily needs and what have you, so it's putting more pressure on us. It's putting more pressure on the people first, but it's putting a little bit more pressure on the program. But we've got a steady flow of support and good staff on the ground and a great partner in the church. So we're kind of moving forward, slow and steady.
What is the program, and what kind of aid are you providing?
It's basic emergency relief. We've got several components, but one of the key things was, you know, when I met with the Archbishop, was helping people with dignity and respect. So we're doing that through a dry goods distribution program where they're getting bulk food, you know, flour, sugar, things like that. But we've also got a unique program where they get debit cards to be able to go to the grocery store and buy fresh produce for themselves. So they are doing, they're able to do their own shopping. We've also got a medical program that's bringing medical supplies to 15 hospitals throughout Greece. We have, we're starting a small education program helping those families that won't be able to get the books and school supplies for kids in the fall. We've also got a heating fuel for some of the schools up in the north of Greece where it gets cold, helping them with heating fuel in the winter. And then the other piece that kind of compounds the crisis, the current crisis, is the influx of refugees that Greece is seeing now. And so recently we've been looking at trying to help look at some of the refugee issues on top of the social cases.
There's huge unemployment in Greece, as I understand it. Is anything IOCC doing addressing that?
We're trying to move. We're not going to solve the crisis tomorrow, but you know, there is large-scale emergency that we're doing. But we've also been trying to incorporate the development component, and that in this last 6 months, we've been working with local farm association co-ops and giving them small grants to kind of increase their production capacity and scope. And so that's kind of in a pilot project phase. And we hope to continue to invest in that to kind of help bring Greece back to normalcy as soon as possible. The other key thing as far as the fresh food component is that it's all locally produced. We're keeping the money in Greece by procuring the fresh produce locally.
Is there a food shortage in Greece?
At the household level, I think, you know, in the coming days and weeks, we'll see if, as far as on the importing side, but as far as the produce side, you know, our pipeline seems to be set for the next 90 days, and then we'll go from there and see what happens.
Tell me something about who on the side of the Atlantic is supporting this. I mean, how are Greek Americans reacting to the situation?
Outpouring of love, support, generosity. You see a lot of different efforts coming together. We've got a lot of support from small donors, large-scale donors, from other organizations, you know, the Greek Men's Association, the HEPA, the Hellenic Initiative, of course, the Greek Archdiocese, His Eminence Archbishop Demetrius, all been very gracious. Philoptochos, the women's group, everywhere you turn. Kids are raising money in their churches. They're collecting coins and sending it in, so anywhere from $10 to $1 million matching grants. We've been able to respond to this crisis with a 100% private funded.
Thanks for talking to us about it. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Konstantin Triantafylou is Executive Director of International Orthodox Christian Charities, the humanitarian aid arm of Orthodox bishops in America. Earlier, we spoke with George Koronios, a Baltimore businessman just back from visiting family in Greece where he grew up. I'm Sheila Cast.
Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio,
WYPR, in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Christy Forrest
and Scott Seiss.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. Tomorrow is July 14th, Bastille Day, of course. But on that day in Maryland history, 1877, two dozen B&O railroad workers in Baltimore stopped work to protest wage cuts. The strike spread to other states, marking the country's first national labor strike. We're back on Wednesday. Hope you'll join us.